Hachette Audio presents The Directive, written by Matthew Quirk, read by Jay Snyder.
The police closed in. I could feel his blood dry, tighten like scales on my skin. It marked me as the gunman. I knew I should raise my hands and surrender, trust my life to the laws I had sworn to uphold, the laws that had torn my family apart. Or I could give myself to the killers. They waited in the black car beside me, my only escape. The rear door swung open. I was innocent, but I'd seen enough to know the truth no longer mattered. A hand reached out for me. The only way out was to go in deeper. I stepped into the car. Chapter 1. 4 days earlier. Never bet in another man's game. It's a simple rule I picked up from my father. So, what was I doing walking down a Manhattan alley, fingering $1,200 in my pocket, heading toward a three-card Monte gang who looked like they decided to take a break from knifing people today to fling cards instead? I had no idea. But if I had been thinking straight, I probably would have guessed it had something to do with the 8 hours I'd spent that day looking over china patterns, bookended by my fiancée Annie and my future grandmother-in-law. Bergdorf Goodman has a little playpen they call the engagement suite, where a salesman in a three-piece suit and a string of well-maintained women parade luxury goods past you until, finally, a $1,500 pitcher starts to seem reasonable. The grandmother, Vanessa, had stepped in for wedding duty, since Annie's mother had passed away many years before. Our salesman had an accent that sounded Argentinian.